Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Police in Idaho say a man armed with a rifle started a wildfire on Sunday on a mountain, then began shooting when firefighters showed up. Kootenai County Sheriff Bob Norris.
At approximately 2 o'clock, firefighters broadcast that they were being shot at on Canfield Mountain.
The third firefighter was shot and wounded. The gunman also found dead of a gunshot wound. Well, they finally broke for the night.
Under the previous order, the Senate stands adjourned until 9 a.m.
Members of the Senate expected to vote today on the big budget bill President Trump once passed. Democrats demanded that the bill be read aloud. It's nearly 1,000 pages and took nearly 16 hours to do so. Republican Senator Tom Tillis, one of only two Republican no votes on the bill, announcing he will not seek re-election in North Carolina. President Trump speaking out against him on social media. Trade talks with Canada resuming after Canada rescinded its plan to tax U.S. tech firms. This is ABC News.
Rebuilding and refreshing local radio one station at a time. This Civic Media radio station is proud to be a part of your community. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hayes.
Oshkosh Pride brought over 1,400 revelers and 30 vendors with their staff to the Oshkosh Arena to dance with drag queens, see great live entertainment, and to celebrate the LGBTQ plus community. TJ Hobbs, one of the Oshkosh Pride organizers.
Pride is so important for us to get together and celebrate, not just once a year, but all year round. Our community is all we have. We have so much in our community at the same time. So, you know, build your mutual aid networks, stay connected to your friends and family, look out for each other, reach out to each other. And tonight was just one big example of the entire city of Oshkosh and surrounding areas coming together to say, we love you.
The 7-hour event was concluded with no incidents.
The state legislature voted to advance a bill that would classify drivers for delivery and rideshare apps as independent contractors. The legislation is aimed at allowing those drivers to access a statewide benefits portal through which employers could contribute to health care and retirement accounts. Critics of the bill said those companies are not required to make contributions to the portal, so the included benefits for the drivers aren't guaranteed. Union officials also oppose the bill, saying drivers deserve baseline employment standards like minimum wage. What's being called a Stop the Billionaire Giveaway bus tour will arrive in Oshkosh today. The efforts from groups called Fair Share America and Unrig Our Economy. And it's meant to bring together local and state leaders to challenge federal budget and tax proposals that they say would hurt Wisconsin families. The event in Oshkosh is from 3 till 4 today at Riverside Park in the downtown area. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
A new deal for Bobby. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports basketball. The Milwaukee Bucks offering Bobby Portis Jr. a 3-year contract extension worth $44 million. Portis asked why he's grateful Doc Rivers is his head coach.
You know, sometimes you get put in a box and not get to display what you can really do. So I'm thankful for Doc just letting me just play ball and it's letting the game come to me, and it's been easier to go out there and just play the game the way I know how to play.
Meanwhile, Kevin Porter Jr. has declined the Bucks' offer to stay in Milwaukee and is instead headed to free agency. Baseball. Brewers have the day off. They travel to New York, where they'll face the Mets tomorrow night. The Crew losing in extra innings yesterday to the struggling Colorado Rockies, 4-3. Not enough production at the plate, said Pat Murphy.
We had 3 hits through the 9th inning, I believe, and one was a bloop and one was an infield hit. We had 4 hits. And 2 homers that were timely and great. More and more, we couldn't finish the job.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin is saying the word bag instead of bag, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
A mix of clouds and sunshine today. We could catch an isolated thunderstorm this afternoon. Our high right around 83. Tonight, clear. We'll drop to 62 for a low. Tomorrow, sunshine, 83 on Wednesday. Mostly sunny with a high of 85. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Indy Duttagupta, he is with the Center for Law and Social Policy.
The Trump administration's agenda is reducing economic growth. The programs that they're proposing cutting, like Medicaid and SNAP, especially for kids, actually more than pay for themselves. So we are really looking at a tough long-term economic outlook entirely created by the current policymakers.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time. Take a look back at the weekend headlines with Pat Kreitlow, Trigvi Olsen, and State Senator Kelda Royce on what's happening in the Joint Finance Committee. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of the Todd Albaugh Show.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios, this is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning. Nah, what a beautiful morning out there today.
On the weekend.
Nice.
It's awesome.
Nice week.
Thank God the 4th of July. I think we're in for a good week.
It's hard when you it's not a good year when you say, thank God we're through with June.
Yeah, no, it wasn't this weekend.
I set a record. Personal best. Personal worst.
I was just gonna say not the best. Okay, right?
PW, like you were talking about before we came on. Yes, that is not I would not call that a personal best. Personal worst, yes.
PW.
And there's no reason to do that in the summer.
None.
That's a winter record.
No question.
That's a Christmas record.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Okay, let's hear it.
Oh, hang on a second here. I got it someplace. Oof. Where is it? I got to get the timpani roll going.
This is... And I want to...
And now, ladies and gentlemen. On Friday...
Why did you say this?
John Mino stood on his scale, naked.
Ugh, that's...
And say it's not like a clothes thing, Jim.
No, I think that's the worst.
Well, okay. No, but it's like worse. Boxing. It's like in wrestling, you couldn't have anything on.
Trunks.
Whatever. Okay. So whatever. 210 pounds.
That is actually commendable.
Yeah. Hmm. This morning, on Monday, same scale. Same whatever, whatever. 221 pounds.
Wow.
How does a person put on 11 bleeping pounds in one weekend?
And the heat and like I was telling you, what you eat like this time of year is not like...
It's good stuff.
Right, because we...
I ate nothing but strawberries all weekend.
Well,
I don't believe that.
I'll remember a few other things too.
Brats and... But we had
brats and sauerkraut yesterday.
Ooh,
no, that's
you can't beat that.
No,
and a summer shandy type thing.
Yep.
Yeah,
but
you don't eat it all. You eat it all day. That's the problem.
Yeah,
we had the bruschetta. You know, right out of the garden.
Nice. Nothing better. Nothing better. Really good. Vicky says good morning.
Hi,
fellas.
Vicky.
Michael says good morning, gents.
I'm having dinner with Michael tomorrow.
Are you?
Yep.
Oh, nice. Nice.
Seen him in a while.
Michael just texted, okay, I just threw up in my mouth after I heard John was naked.
That was
worse than the 11 pounds.
I just said that because it's like, well, you were wearing heavy jeans.
Right,
oh, you must have had your shoes on. You must have.
I am 15 pounds away from my goal. I'm going to hit that. I wanted to do it by my wife's birthday. It will not happen. My doctor said that. He goes, that will not happen. But
so you're looking to put on 15 more pounds?
No.
Oh,
no. If I wanted to do that, I would call you.
And almost in a weekend, it'd be taken care of.
I can't believe that. That's unbelievable. I laughed. I literally laughed. I burst out laughing.
I would not. Because
I was thinking, I bet I put on a couple of pounds. I put on 11 pounds.
Wow.
Medically, I don't know if anybody can do better than that.
Wow.
Yeah.
What'd you drink?
hardly anything, just water.
No, you did not.
Actually, I will say this. The best water I've ever tasted is from Manitowoc. I was in Manitowoc all weekend.
They have
we go
water.
To that artesian well.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you put water. It in a big old, like a Lamer's chocolate milk bottle, one of those big, thick, heavy bottles. And you put it in there. It's so delicious. I mean, it's crazy to say, whoever said, oh, that water tastes good. This water is so good from that well.
We have, like, a raised garden. We grow mint. Throw a few leaves of mint in there.
I'll bet.
It's good.
Yeah, I'll bet.
Yeah, and that's like great for you to drink. Although I bought, what's that called? Those little packets you put
yeah,
in?
Yeah, that I buy? Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You're the one who turned me on to that.
The oxidation.
Thing. I did.
Well, Mark Houston told us about those. So that's where we got those from. Because
I was getting tired.
Yeah. Those are great.
Yeah.
Got a text here from Terry. Good morning, gentlemen. Had a blast at the Blue Ox Music Festival in Eau Claire this past weekend.
Right.
Except for the damn rain. I kept having the Woodstock chant in my head. No rain, no rain, no rain. Terry. How bad was it, Terry?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I went to a party and people said to say hello to you.
Lenny's, huh?
Yeah, Lenny's Tap.
That's awesome.
So that place is on Broadway. And Broadway in the last, 30 years has gone through renovation?
No.
25 probably, 30. And he has stayed the course. And interesting guy who runs that place. One of the quiet guy, but one of the most generous people in Green Bay. And he is celebrating, obviously, 50 years in business. His first 45 years, get this, Todd, he was open every day.
It's amazing.
Every day.
Every single day.
Usually people knock off on Monday or, you know,
does
Monday,
he live
Tuesday.
Upstairs or anything type of thing?
No, he didn't say that. No, but, and he has just a very, very loyal Green Bay,
right?
Green Bay crowd.
That's old school. You don't. Have, that's okay. When they talk about running a bar, that's a little neighborhood type bar.
Oh, that's a neighborhood bar.
That's yeah.
That's a neighborhood bar, and a little touristy because
now, yeah,
yeah, okay, now it is.
Pub, yeah,
right. But and he did the 50-50 raffle. His kids. I mean, his kids are probably 25 years old. We're working the 50-50 raffle, and then you could bring canned goods or non-perishable goods for Salvation Army and the 50-50 raffle. The winner won 50, the other 50 went to the new community shelter. And
oh, that's cool.
So generous. He did the 50-50 raffle every hour. So it was from 1 to 6. Great band. And then he had his friends do the pig. What's that called?
Sparfizzle.
Yes.
Yep. Yeah.
Two of those. One.
Wow.
Right?
That sounds good.
Yeah, that really does.
And then, baked beans and some other things. And there were a lot of people there, I was telling you. And it was just free.
That's cool, man.
And he just... Yeah. What a party. So he's a great guy. I just want to thank. And I'll thank the listeners, too. That was awesome when they come up to you. It's like, I voted for you, but it's like, I listened to you. It's like, thank you.
Where do you live? Ledgeview. Huh?
No one, a lot of Ledgeview people like that.
That's cool. And that's why, Todd, the other week. Yeah, but when we went to Pickles and Bags.
Yeah.
And we're driving down that street. And again, I always get a mix. Was that Congress Street or Oregon Street or whatever?
One of the two.
Oregon.
And it's like those neighborhood bars are still there in Oshkosh.
Yeah.
I just think that's so cool.
It's tough to preserve those, too, because the neighbors are like, it's
absolutely too loud at night. Right. People leaving. So, I mean, but for him, for 45 years to never take a day off, that's like one of those records that'll never
right. And it was only
be beaten.
And it was only because of COVID.
That he did.
He would have stayed the course. Yeah.
Wow.
But I said to him, I just don't know. I don't think people know how generous you are. And he goes, I like it that way.
Perfect.
He's just low-keyed, but boy, does he do a lot. So anyway, it's great to have him as a neighbor because we're right down the block from him.
That's awesome.
Yeah, he's just a great business guy.
And I'll tell you what, that business, that's chewed some people up, the bar business.
Oh, I know.
For a couple. One is it's too easy to start.
It is.
Drinking your own stuff all day.
You know, his kids were all just great. Nick's wife was there. But Nick was fishing.
Cheese curd day.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's cool.
So then I met his nephew was there and some other people.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it was just a great time. Anyway, that was, and the weather, speaking, I got onto that because of the weather. It was perfect on Saturday afternoon.
Yeah. Yeah.
So anyway,
what have we got going here? 71 in Green Bay, 72 in Appleton, 72 in Oshkosh, clouds and possible thunderstorms, high in the mid 80s. That's pretty much been the
forecast
for June, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Every day chance of thunderstorms.
Yeah, we have that this week, but I do think, there's a chance of it. But when you look at, then they have the, when it's going to happen, it seems like it happens like really early in the morning. I think the days look pretty good. I mean, I was kind of
feels great out there right now. A little bit of wind, just perfect, beautiful day if you get out there. It is Social Media Day, Asteroid Day, Corvette Day. I was never a vet guy. Were you?
Oh, yeah.
Were you?
Oh, yeah, when I was a kid, little kid.
Yeah, that was never my car.
Street, though, man.
Really?
Neighbor across the street, who was like my idol.
Yeah?
Yeah. He had Corvettes, and I just loved watching. Yeah.
Really?
Absolutely. I was a Corvette kid. Yeah. They changed a little bit, a little too much.
A lot. Too much, I think.
I was a marketing major at St. Norbert, and Bill Dargan was, and there's a scholarship named after him now because he was there forever, but I just remember him talking about, well, we all know a Corvette's nothing more than a penis on wheels.
Okay.
That's what he said.
All right. I didn't know that, but happy Corvette Day. Or happy Bleep on Wheels Day.
And it was just like everybody knows that. It's like, well, we went on to
like
this,
a status kind
day.
Of like, yeah. Okay. All right.
But that's not why I liked them. I just thought they were cool cars. After I said that, I thought, should I put that in?
I'm going to write that down on my notepad for a promo.
I could have left a little bit more space between those two things.
Happy Monday.
It's all in the timing, Jim. All in the timing.
Wow. It's all in the timing.
Here we go. All right. Mike Tyson is 59.
He seems like he should be older,
doesn't he?
He does.
He almost seems like one of those guys where it's like, he just, hey, did you hear about Mike Tyson? He passed away.
Yeah, really? But he was up there, though, wasn't he?
Yeah. No, 59. And I don't mean that in a bad way, but he's been through so much. Yeah.
And he's been in the media a lot. And
he
looks old, too.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah. I still say when they ask him at times, says, Mike, what are you going to do now that you're lying? I think I might just fade away into Bolivia. Bolivia. He meant to say oblivion. I might just fade away to Bolivia. Yeah, Michael Phelps is 40. Cole Swindell is 42. David Alan Greer is 69. Boy, I'll tell you a type of music that chews people up real quick is country. I was watching a thing the other night. These kids now, they're so young. And it's amazing how the older people, you know, they have their reign, just move aside. We got these young people coming in. Move aside.
What do you mean choose them up? I think that's sustainable.
It's sustainable. But what I'm saying is, you know, it's like, okay, back in the day, I mean, I'll throw out some old country, a Conway Twitty.
Right.
Forever. You know.
Well, but you look at like Reba and Garth Brooks, right?
Those two, not
George
bad.
Strait. But they can't even get records out anymore.
Well, no, I remember Johnny Cash. Cash had the famous thing, or Billboard magazine, Bird. Just like no radio stations would play his music.
Yeah.
And it seems like it's getting that way now with these kids were so young watching this special the other night.
Okay, yeah, okay, yeah. But the whole delivery is so much different, right? It's not radio, isn't it all? How many hits they get on YouTube, and that's how they deliver their music now.
Todd knows a lot more about that than I do.
I don't know.
Do you do, is that one station you're doing, Georgia Country?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. That's got to be huge down there, huh? I mean, everything.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But I get to do, a program called Lunch with the Legends, so it's all old stuff. So I can go, you know, play Breba and Johnny, and I can play Hank Williams and all that kind of stuff.
I want that gig.
You can't have it. It's mine.
That's a pretty good one. Good name. Lunch with the Legends? I would listen to that. So it's on for what, 2 hours, 11 to 1 or something?
Just noon to 1.
Noon to 1.
Yep.
I like that.
You can't do that.
Why?
It's mine.
That's a good one.
Give it to me.
And every day I do a Legends jukebox where we drop a quarter in and it's tied into today in history.
Quick poll, people.
Wait.
Who would you think should do that show, me or Todd?
Yeah, that's Todd. Actually,
quick
that's
pull.
A good one.
Todd.
Wow. Quick poll.
I like that.
My phone's blowing up, Mino. Right. I got to turn it off here.
Yeah, turn it off first.
Maybe that battery's dead or something.
Why aren't you doing that here? I think that's a really good title. I might say it.
We don't play music, right?
But couldn't we for 1 hour?
I don't know if they'd want to.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know about that.
God. I would love to host a show like that.
No, it's my favorite part of the day.
Wow.
We come in, we
side
be
hustle.
About our weekends. Todd's always got these great weekends.
I'm starting to think we're the side hustle.
I know, right? Wow.
Wow.
That hurt.
That's a good name, too.
All right.
Love it.
I love it.
I'd go for 2 hours.
We're going to change the name of this show.
Breakfast with the Boys?
Yeah,
there you go. Something like that.
All right. Quick break. We're in a great lineup. Stay with us.
a new choice. The Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, WISS.
Mark your calendars and head to Marinette on July 12th for the 13th annual Logging and Heritage Festival. Located on historic Stevenson Island, there will be free kids' activities, food trucks, BMX stunt bike, live music, logging exhibitions, fireworks, and much more. The island opens at noon and the fun doesn't stop until the fireworks are over. It's the Marinette Logging and Heritage Festival on July 13th on Stevenson Island in Marinette. Don't miss it!
Hey, it's Amanda, and we all know that Northeast Wisconsin has some of the best events around, but trying to find them all can be a little tricky. So here at WISS, we decided to do the work for you. Prevent boredom on any night by going to WISS.FM and click events in the top right corner. You'll never have to spend forever scrolling to find out what's going on in your area. And if you've got an event to share, hit us up. Email info at WISS.FM. We can work together to have real news and great conversation while giving you the 411 on what's happening in New Wisco.
I love playing sports, especially for my school. And that's because school sports are special. It's where it's safe to fail. It's where we're taught resilience, where our fear becomes confidence. It's where we learn to get back up after every fall. School sports are where 7.8 million students go from I can't to I can.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Matt Nair on air.
From articles that I have seen, if you are a bagel purist, you should not toast your bagel. I think nothing's better than a toasted bagel and a schmear.
Folks, can we have a moment of honesty? Do you really like bagels, or do you like the schmear that is transported by them? Get rid of the stigma. If I walk into this room eating cream cheese out of a tub with a spoon.
Why is that wrong?
Matt Nair on air. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Snakes, zombies, public speaking, the list of fears is endless. But the real danger is in your hand when you're behind the wheel. Distracted driving is what's really scary, and even deadly. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
Hey, welcome back. Mine on the Mayor here. We got a great lineup coming up for you today on a beautiful morning here at 97.9 FM, WGBW 98.3, 96.5 FM, WISS, and of course the Civic Media app. Todd, what did you do this weekend? You always get out and about.
Saturday, worked, right? Oh. Got to get some work done. And then yesterday we had an event in Oshkosh that WISS was at. So Lisa awesome. Hale, myself, Tammy, Peter were down there.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's nice. They always have good events on there, don't they, though? Yeah, I mean, they just do.
Yeah.
Was it one of those, like, kind of a neighborhood type thing?
At the arena.
Oh!
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, that's cool.
Standing on my feet for 8 hours.
Those floors are so soft. Yeah. Wow. I still can't. Isn't it hard to believe? I know you can say it's water weight and too much salt or whatever. But 11 pounds is, that's amazing. Wouldn't you say?
John. I think that's a lot. And same scale, though.
That's what I mean. That's why I didn't mean to gross people out that I was. I had. Okay. I could put that image in anybody's head.
No, that's. Yeah. Make me. Not right. Eat. I don't need Ozempic anymore.
Yeah. So.
Okay. Well, you gotta get back at that.
I know.
Tomorrow.
And you know what I did for the entire weekend? I cleaned the garage. So it's not like I did weird things. It's just I cleaned the garage.
Oh, yeah. You, I think you're missing something. Do you take like Ambien at night and then you get up and eat? You know, while you're eating?
No. Huh? I will say this.
Just this one time. Yeah. Go ahead.
Took home some cold brats, and at about one this morning.
Yeah. See,
I was hitting those.
Yeah.
How many did you have?
Three.
Six. Three. Okay.
And just the brat, or did you have buns and stuff?
I never used buns.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of fat in those buns.
God. But not 11 pounds.
I know. I mean,
no, that's true. That's
unbelievable.
When's the last time you used the bathroom?
Because constantly.
Are you? You're not backed up or anything?
No, a couple weeks
storing all that in there?
Well, 624.
Tim's ready to leave.
You need to get back in the gym.
I know. I agree.
I mean, look, I'm not lecturing. I'm not.
But I'm not supposed to because
you wait,
of
when
my
I hit my goal weight, you're going to hear from me. But I'm biting my tongue.
Look forward to that.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's coming.
I thought you went up and down. Well, you pogoed a little bit
here. I did. I still am. That's why you haven't heard from me. But you will.
Because that picture, Todd, could we please get a new picture?
Which one? Yes,
the
I
one
agree.
Of us behind.
I agree. I would like a new picture. I definitely am going to take a new picture. He told me, he told me the holidays. I'm like, I ain't waiting that long.
Who's he?
My doctor.
Oh, okay.
I said, look, I want to be at my goal weight by August 1st. He goes, that ain't going to happen. Okay. When will it happen?
She's honest.
Yeah. And it was, he didn't like pause.
I mean, look at, we're thinner than that.
Yes.
Oh, you're both much thinner than that.
No, the one I don't like was our promo picture.
The one, by the big, monument back here. We love Green Bay thing.
Oh, yeah, well.
Come on, Todd.
That's a bad one. This is not good.
Do you do that on purpose?
No, of course not. There's a good one then. Your little Muppet.
That one's actually not bad.
Yeah.
That one's not bad.
It's because it's not us.
Right. Okay, you know what? Okay, I hate to say this. You know what I'm like addicted to, if you want to call it that? Those when they do the things of the little people, like it's like these.
Oh my God.
Kids.
I'm more addicted than you. And when I look at how much time I spent on the phone, it's over 50% is watching those little people.
So it's is this people's voices, but they make it a baby talking?
Yeah.
That's what you guys are addicted to?
Whoever did that.
I'm addicted to that.
Whoever
there's
did
a lot
that.
Of doing my cousin Vinny, the Utes, and it's this little baby kid. Oh my God, is that funny?
All AI.
Is that what that is?
Yes.
So all AI.
How does he or she, or that company, making money? I think that's hilarious. Like, I would, if you had subscribed to that for, I don't know, X amount, I think that is hilarious because when they use those voices,
man.
The Trump thing is really good. Because his eyes, that little baby's like,
the little mannerisms and stuff.
Looking,
I know.
Looking right into the camera.
I know.
I'll see if somebody can make one of you guys.
Okay.
And that is really, that is really, really funny. Funny. Stuff. And
that is really funny
and
stuff.
And then they do Obama and just everybody. Yeah. It is really, really funny. The judge. That is. Like, Donna's like, what are you looking at?
And I know.
I love comedians, right? I mean, I'll watch comedians for some time. And that is right up there with comedians.
You know what's weird, though? I'm going to tell you something. I was actually thinking of you last night watching this. It was at 1 in the morning and you can't sleep. Mm-hmm. And I was watching the Jim Gaffigan thing.
Yeah, well.
Not as funny as he used to be.
I agree. Neither is Bill Burr. I mean, he's not. He's throttled it down a little bit. A little too much political, too much about his kids. But he's still, I agree. I won't listen to him for an hour or two.
No, I watched like for 10 minutes like, okay.
I'm switching this. Yep.
Yep. Yeah. Isn't that weird that at a certain time, some guys seem so funny and then it's like.
I will tell you, and I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. I thought Nate Bargatze was okay.
You know what?
I thought it was
I've talked to other people. How was it?
Okay.
That's what I got from everybody.
I thought the guy that you got me tickets for.
Maniscalco.
Was better.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I've heard too.
And that was.
Right.
Yo, I mean, what, Nate was $100? That ticket was, I think, a little bit $80 or something. But of course, Todd gave me the ticket. But I thought that, and it was Donna too.
Yeah.
We just thought it was funny, but it was okay.
Yeah.
Those guys get so big.
That's what I mean.
So
and you can look them up anytime and watch his entire routine.
But what they say is, it's like I've heard that before, but if you went to a concert and didn't hear the oldies, you wouldn't like that.
Right, exactly.
So they want you to tell those same stories. But I don't know if the delivery was slow. I just wasn't into it I thought I would be. And I don't know. Whatever. It was. But I love comedians. That's...
Todd, will you let us know when we're that way?
Thank you, Todd. Last year.
Vinny says, Mino's manual labor Monday. You damn right, Vinny. Damn right.
Yeah, they love hiring people that gain 11 pounds on a weekend.
Wow. My head even looks big. Look at my head.
I'm worried about you, John.
You look swollen.
I do. I look swollen.
Swollen. Oh, that's a great
My head is swollen.
Swollen Monday is swollen.
Wow. Yeah. How do you get rid of a swollen head?
Brats.
Oh, my God.
Lots of them.
Oh, we got to send her a quick break. Back after this.
98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
As Wisconsin is cheering on the Brew Crew, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. U.S. senators are working to pass the Big Beautiful Bill that contains cuts to the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP. Melissa Kay reports.
Now, these potential cuts are around $211 billion. Jackie Anderson is the executive director of Feeding Wisconsin. She said the important thing to keep in focus here in the Badger State is the number of people who will be affected by these cuts.
In Wisconsin, there's about 705,000 people who participate in the SNAP program, of which 270,000 are children and 108,000 are seniors. So that means the most vulnerable folks are going to be impacted by these SNAP cuts.
Anderson said another thing to consider are the economic impacts, especially in rural areas. She said grocery stores will suffer because people who usually spend their SNAP benefits there won't be able to.
Farmers markets are going to be impacted. Local stores where you, like Walmart's, Targets, like they will be impacted.
Some federal funding has already been cut. Three of the six Feeding America food banks lost 30% of federal emergency food and will now have to purchase that on their own. Another cut federal funding stream is called LFPA, or Local Food Purchasing Agreement. It helped farmers buy seed and purchase equipment to produce food.
About 254 pantries benefited from that program alone, and they received about $4.2 million of food from the local farmers to go directly to their pantries.
These cuts were unexpected, and food banks are already scrambling to make up for the loss.
The need is increasing and the resources are decreasing.
Senators hope to pass the bill before the July 4th holiday. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
As Wisconsin is hitting the road on your Harley, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
A mix of clouds and sunshine today. We could catch an isolated thunderstorm this afternoon. Our high right around 83. Tonight, clear. We'll drop to 62 for a low. Tomorrow, sunshine, 83 on Wednesday. Mostly sunny with a high of 85. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Indy Duttagupta, he is with the Center for Law and Social Policy.
The Trump administration's agenda is reducing economic growth. The programs that they're proposing cutting, like Medicaid and SNAP, especially for kids, actually more than pay for themselves. So we are really looking at a tough long-term economic outlook entirely created by the current policymakers.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m. The Todd Albaugh Show.
The Joint Finance Committee was leaked that they intend to cut $87 million from the interview system budget. And so we put this out on our socials last night, and today the Joint Finance Committee decided to pull that from the agenda. Because apparently, from what I'm told, Republican legislators got a lot of calls. When the truth is disseminated and people react, results can happen.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app, Maggie Dawn.
Matt Rothschild and Angela Lang step into the host chairs, and they're joined by Tanya Atkinson of Planned Parenthood Wisconsin to discuss Donald Trump's threats to Wisconsinites' health care. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Matt and Air on Air.
From articles that I have seen, if you are a bagel purist, you should not toast your bagel. I think nothing's better than a toasted bagel and a schmear.
Folks, can we have a moment of honesty? Do you really like bagels, or do you like the schmear that is transported by them? Get rid of the stigma. If I walk into this room eating cream cheese out of a tub with a spoon.
Why is that wrong?
Matt and Air on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. Take a look back at the weekend headlines with Pat Kreitlow, Trygve Olsen, and State Senator Kelda Royce on what's happening in the Joint Finance Committee. Join us.
Got something to say? Text Mino and the Mayor directly through the Civic Media app. Download the app, choose your station, WISS or WGBW, then hit the talk button in the lower right-hand corner and text the studio directly. Now, back to Mino and the Mayor. Here's John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back on a beautiful Monday. This might be the nicest morning we've had all summer.
That is it.
Todd.
Beautiful.
I would say so.
How hot is it in Georgia right now when you do your stations in there?
Upper 80s, lower 90s.
Do you have to put in a little bit of a little something
draw-wise? No, I don't do that.
No? Okay.
No.
All right. Well, you know what I mean? If you're doing a country station in Georgia. Well,
country, but their news is not.
Right, but I mean, southern. Just kind of like.
Our news guy down there is pretty southern.
Really?
Is he? Oh, yeah.
Is he really?
A little bit, yeah.
I'd like to hear that kind of. Because otherwise, remember in radio, well, did you guys both go? No, you didn't. You and Todd, you and Dennis, didn't you both go to Brown Institute?
I did not go to school.
Oh, you
for
didn't
radio.
Go to that? No. I thought you did.
I just got a
Murphy
part-time.
Murphy did. Murphy went to Brown Institute, and Dennis did.
Right.
Okay. And with those kind of things, it's like, oh, man, you had to be so, you know, perfect like, with your. Like,
hello.
Yeah, exactly. Like you're not from any other
I like
area.
One of the first things they teach you is it's not W, it's W. That's it's right. Not news, it's news.
Wow.
Yeah. I remember one of mine was just one
Tuesday.
I went to that broadcasting class held by, you know, a little station up WJPD, Lane Dawson, WJPD, to get your little license thing. And I remember the word diamond. Okay. It's, and he'd be like, it's diamond.
Correct. Yep.
Diamond. No. Diamond. Exactly.
Rush Limbaugh used to say with the February, because notice the. Notice the correct pronunciation. Used to remind the listeners of that. February.
Right. But that was the thing. And remember, there's a big thing about don't ever use, you must sign this right now that you'll never use profanity ever in your life because it could slip out if it's part of your.
Oh, really? Dialect. Wow.
Yeah. That was a big thing.
Wow.
That never lasted. Really? Done.
Why be screwed?
I think every radio announcer I know would be screwed.
Absolutely.
On that.
Wow. But that was one of them.
Did you ever make a mistake on the air and say something?
No, not one of the bad ones.
I said the SH word one time.
Okay.
I had a comedian on who wasn't doing much.
Right.
And I said, so what's up with this
bleep?
Bleep.
Wow. I don't think I ever did.
Oh, that's pretty incredible.
Yeah. I'm impressed.
I am too.
Yeah.
I am too.
Wow. Oh, yeah. Here's another one. Todd, say sherbet, please. Because it is sherbet. It's not sherbert. It's sherbet.
Orange sherbet?
Sherbet. There's no. Are you serious? There's no second R in sherbet. No, it's sherbet.
I did not know that.
Me either.
Huh?
I didn't know that either.
Yeah.
I would have.
Thanks, Brian, for reminding me.
Okay.
Hey, I was going to call you Brian. To get his contact info, that pasty that he gave us was awesome.
I had it Saturday for lunch.
I put it in the fridge. I had it Saturday for lunch. Heated it up. Did you put ketchup on yours?
Yes.
So did I. Yeah.
Okay. I did not. I just ate it. Just
It was. I ate.
And those were hearty.
Those were good. There's a lot in there. And I was. I do. I'm not kidding. I was going to text you, and I didn't. But I ate part of it, and I thought, ooh, I think some ketchup would really add a little bit to it.
Oh, yeah.
So it was probably half and half. That was really, really good, Brian. Thank you for
Brian
that.
Brian is awesome.
Yes, that was good.
When Mino puts those glasses on, I feel he should have a chain on and be playing Mahjong or Canasta. These are my, you know what these are, Todd?
What are those?
They're here. I don't know whose they are. And I can't see, like, anything, whatever. It's like Vaseline over them, but I can read really good with them.
That's weird, because they look like they're glasses for far away.
I know, and they're not. But you know who I feel like? What's her name from the Matt? Was it the Match game?
Oh, yeah, Brett Summers.
Brett Summers. <Yeah. laughs> What did Rodney say? That's what I feel. Did you watch that show?
Oh my gosh.
Everybody watched that show.
Come on.
That was like water cooler show.
Absolutely. That was come home from school and sit right down in front of the TV and watch that whole thing. Oh my God.
Can you believe what's his name? Who's the one guy?
Charles Nelson Riley. Richard Dawson.
Oh my God.
And Betty White.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh God. I love that era of shows.
Oh my gosh. That's my favorite all-time show.
I can watch them. Yeah. I want to get I know there's a network, the
Buzzer Network has them.
Okay.
Yeah.
I want to watch those old shows. And they all dressed really cool. That was back in the days. They'd have a big wide tie that was striped and a plaid jacket. Yeah.
We talked about doing that one time. I think that Match game, if we got like some celebrities, would be a fun fundraiser.
I would be Gene Rayburn. Was it Gene Rayburn?
Gene Rayburn. We'd have to get you the microphone.
Yeah,
right?
The big long thing. Yeah.
Oh, I think those.
Are I think we should do
That's
that.
That's coming back to ABC again this summer, of course. Who's the guy that did it just recently? One of the Baldwin brothers, right? Alec Baldwin was the host for a couple of seasons. He got canned. Now the guy... he was on Saturday Night Live. I can't remember his name. He's doing that TV show with Steve Martin now. They kind of go up.
Martin Short.
He's going to host it now. Because
they're doing those commercials for Home Depot or whomever. Yeah.
So he's going to host it now.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. All right.
Martin Short was at the Widener. I met him.
Oh, was he?
He's funny.
Good guy?
Yeah, great guy.
All right.
Yeah.
Give me your top three not nice people of the big names.
Jerry Lewis,
okay.
I can see that.
Me too. I've had people that have worked the telethon with him, and he's,
Dionne Warwick.
Yep.
Dionne Warwick. Take a letter to Michael. Take a letter to Michael.
She's like, here I am in Green Bay. Really? Move the stool. Easiest lighting show I ever did. Just lock it in.
Never moved.
Didn't work the crowd.
Who's your third? So Jerry Lewis, Dionne Warwick.
Probably Lou Rawls.
Really?
Yeah, he was in
That's nice. Disappointing.
Yeah.
Seems like such a cool, laid-back guy.
No, he didn't. In rehearsal, he wasn't very nice.
Wow. You know what I... Okay. Can I be honest?
Maybe I have to think about... But I don't like talking... The nicest people, you know, Uncle Milty.
You'll never find...
But then he...
Another one like me.
He was... His show was good. Just the rehearsal, he wasn't. Whereas Dionne Warwick, I didn't think was very nice to the crowd. You know?
Todd, who are yours? My number one is Frank Gorshin.
I loved
Frank
him.
Gifford. Oh, he was a jerk.
Don't tell me that. Don't tell me. I got this impression that he's like one of the nicest guys off
Frank
stage.
Frank Gifford and Frank Gorshin were two of my worst.
Frank Gifford, I can see.
I hate to say this, but Paul Hornung might even be on that list.
I think he was,
Yeah. Not nice.
Did not want to be here.
I would say the only one that really stands out to me was Eminem.
Really?
Just because he was like 4 hours late to come on the show.
Yeah.
You said Madonna was nice, right?
Very nice.
Didn't you get it out of her a little bit or something?
No, there was a party or something like that for one of her albums, and there was some stuff going on. But
okay. No? No, something for the effort?
No. Yeah.
I heard she's a lot littler than you would think.
Oh, yeah. They all are, though.
Yeah,
right?
That's true. Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely.
In politicians, the nicest... Hands down, Barack Obama.
Oh,
really?
I believe that.
Hands down. Met my mom, and then I met him at a different time because I was in like this VIP thing, and she was upstairs. Came down, sent him to Mayor Green Bay. Goes, I met your mom upstairs.
No kidding. That's
and then,
cool.
Met him in the White House. I was wearing this tie that said Barack Obama on, and this is when he took out. We're at war. He goes, we lost that game. He goes, you guys sat Rodgers too long.
Wow. Like,
okay, we're at war. Remember that? And he goes, where'd you get that tie? I said, I bought it for you. And he goes, I said, would you sign it? And he signed my tie, so I still got that in the closet. Like, this guy was like.
Okay.
What?
Okay, you know the code word, though, right, regarding ties in politics?
Yeah, you told me that.
If somebody compliments your tie, it means bleep
it's
you.
Ugly.
They're saying bleep you.
Gotcha.
Because David Marinus from the Washington Post.
Oh, yeah, you told me that story one time.
He wrote the book on Bill Clinton. Is that a biography when you don't have the person's permission?
Correct. Yep.
So he wrote the biography on Bill Clinton. Okay. I think that might have been what he won the Pulitzer on, but it wasn't favorable.
Okay. To say that.
Yeah. No, so he signed it. David's dad, who's a longtime newspaper guy in Madison,
right?
He invited him to the correspondence dinner.
Said he'd like David.
And they're talking. He goes, "Ah, David, how you doing? This is my dad." Or, "This is my dad." Goes, "Oh, how you doing, man? Hey, David, one quick thing." He goes, "Yeah." He goes, "Nice tie."
Yeah, just meant
which is him
you?
Saying,
"Bleep you."
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
I'll show you a picture. Bill Clinton, super nice. George Bush could have been nicer. He was here the day before 9/11. Remember that?
Oh, was it? I didn't know that.
Senior or junior?
Junior. Senior was awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was nice.
He was here the day before 9/11? Uh-huh. I didn't know that.
It was 2 days before. Could have been 2 days before.
Wow. Okay.
Wouldn't sign anything. I was like, give me a break.
Really?
Is that important?
You know, I met him when he came into town one time.
Well, he was here a number of times. But right. You met him at that doctor's house?
Yes.
Yeah, that was.
On a Thornberry. Actually,
that was. Yeah, it was kind of a fun party, but yeah, he...
But he tried being funny.
He was not funny.
He was not funny. No. And he said, "You know, Laura told me not to say that. You know, I'm here at the home. I appreciate Dr. So-and-so. He's a brain surgeon, yeah. And I guess we don't have too much in common, huh?" And it's just kind of like a polite... Laura told me not to say that.
He always came across as like a college bro, didn't
yeah.
he?
Yeah, yeah, just more of a... Yeah.
And then he was at a place right across from Bay Beach that made those like, what's the guy's name? Made those like cartons. So anyway, I took my daughter, Laura, because Laura Bush was there. He was there with Laura. He was, and then she signed a card to Laura. You know, to Laura from Laura Bush. And I said, "Well, maybe you can take that to like show and tell." And she's like, it's not even a toy. Like, she was like, okay. She did not think it was that.
You know, it's one of those things. That would, isn't it funny, though, when you think about it? It's kind of like in our line of work, though, too. You might have one interaction with a person, and that will form their opinion on you for their entirety of their life.
Absolutely.
That one interaction.
First impressions are lasting.
Yes.
Absolutely.
But not just in this business. I think in life in general. Totally.
Right.
If you meet somebody and you're like,
Right.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Is that what you're blaming your situation on, John?
Which one?
People have the wrong impression of you?
No, I think that's in sales. That's in everything, man. Yeah, I would agree with that.
One
those first impressions
shot with that. Yeah, you're exactly right. But you know what? It's one of those things too in our business, because we know who the good people are, and we know who the okay. You just know because you work with them. You know, and you can put on such a persona, you know, in this field. All right.
Yeah.
But how many times have you had to bite your teeth with somebody you know is a total whatever, and think, "Oh my God, I love."
Oh, I know.
Bleep. Yeah. Oh, he is the nicest human being. He's like, and you know, but they're you not. Can't.
No.
You can't say it.
Have you ever, though? Have you just, like, off to the side, just once or twice gone, "Let me tell you some stories"?
Every time. This is me you're talking to, Todd. I'm not like a normal person.
Because I may have done the same thing a couple of times. Oh, yeah. Well, let me tell you some stories about so-and-so.
Yeah.
In the mayor's world, someone who I thought could have been nicer is Rahm Emanuel in Chicago.
Oh, really?
I was talking to him, and a lady came up to him with her son, and obviously she wanted to meet him. And, like, that wouldn't have bothered me a bit, had he.
Yeah.
And he just was like, really shoot her away.
Wow.
And I was like, oh, come on.
Especially when there's kids involved.
That's what I'm saying.
Right?
It could have been that's her. Terrible. That would have been fine. But I mean, this isn't a 12-year-old, 10-year-old kid. I was like, you know, and he's just like, and it, I don't know. I don't know.
I still say the biggest blow off of all time, Frank Gifford to me.
Yeah, I know.
Frank, can I bother you for 1 second? You already have.
I love that line.
I want to use that sometime. Yeah,
someday.
Ooh, little Lou Rawls here.
Yeah, oh, man.
This is a makeup song.
This guy was, I think he was there for 8 days, 16 shows, so I just... But
back before the days where I put on 11 pounds on a weekend.
Nice guy, not a good rehearsal.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
Do you or someone you know have disabilities but are challenged finding resources and guidance? Focus on Freedom provides support for children and adults with diverse abilities with a variety of customized services such as one-to-one supports for individuals like daily living skills and training, along with personalized caregiver supports like foundations and caregiving seminars. Focus on Freedom empowers individuals to reach their goals and live as independently as possible, serving residents throughout Winnebago, Outagamie, and Fond du Lac counties. Find us at focusonfreedom.org, empowering independence, transforming lives.
Insight Eye Care has been serving the Fox Valley for over 30 years and are proud sponsors of Mino and the Mayor's Eye on the Community. Insight offers comprehensive eye care, including glasses and contact lenses. Their doctors have a special interest in treating chronic eye disease, specialty contact lenses, and pediatric care. Find Insight on Sawyer Street in Oshkosh and Chain Drive in Appleton. Visit WIinsight.com to schedule your eye exam. Improving lives by improving sight. Insight Eye Care.
Find what you love, love what you find. A Total Wine and More, there's so much waiting for you. Spirits and beer, thousands of wines. Guides in the know when price is so low, it just might blow your mind. You're gonna find what you love and love what you find.
With curbside pickup available, you'll always find what you love, only at Total Wine & More.
Drink responsibly, B21.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones in your area. Check 511WI.gov or download the free 511 app to see current road work, closures, detours, and camera views on your route. Wherever your travels take you, know before you go with 511WI.gov. That's 511WI.gov. And remember, know before you go. Always park the phone while driving. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Hey, it's John Mino.
And Jim Schmidt from Mino and the Mayor.
Want to stay in the loop with all things Northeast Wisconsin? Sign up for the WISS weekly newsletter.
Get the latest local stories, updates on the weather, and a special feature from our Mino and the Mayor podcast.
It's your one-stop shop for real news and great conversation in Northeast Wisconsin.
Log on to WISS.FM today and get signed up.
Real news, great conversation. Get signed up today at WISS.FM/newsletter.
For 75 years, the Muscular Dystrophy Association's voices have thundered through the halls of Congress.
For 75 years, we've willed the impossible into existence.
For 75 years, the MDA community has pushed the science,
shifted the narrative,
and established the field of neuromuscular medicine.
And until that day, when this is all a thing of the past,
you couldn't stop us if you tried.
Join us and celebrate 75 years of breakthroughs at MDA75.org.
As Wisconsin is hitting the road on your Harley. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Welcome back to Mino and the Mayor. It's time for Valley Focus on 98.3 and 96.5 WISS.
And in the WISS studios, it's producer Todd and New Wisco Weekend News Bureau Chief Lisa. I messed it up. It's okay. I'll never get it right. New Wisco News Bureau Chief. Oh, you got it wrong too. Don't even start with me. All right.
But I'm also the New Wisco Weekend host.
That's correct. Yeah.
That's where that she's came
the.
From.
We'll put it this way. She's the queen of New Wisco.
Oh, there's my new title.
Ding, ding, ding.
Ding, ding, okay, ding, ding.
I love it.
So on Valley Focus today, we are joined by two wonderful people who have done a lot of great work in Winnebago County. Jennifer Skolaski, who is the project manager of the Overdose Fatality Review Team. Got that right. And then Maddie Brager, who's the community health strategist with Winnebago County Public Health. Y'all, thank you so much for joining us today. We're very appreciative for you coming in. Now, the question I have to ask you guys is, how did it happen? Winnebago County has had a reduction of, 49%? Is that what I saw?
Yep.
In overdose fatalities. Mm-hmm. from 2023 to 2024. That is amazing.
And we need to celebrate that, right? I mean, yes, we do. Huge. There's more work to be done, but we have to celebrate that.
Definitely. Definitely. We talk with our partners all the time. So with the Winnebago County Overdose Fatality Review, which is a mouthful, just like your title, we call it the OFR, keeping it short. We have 49 partners representing 35 agencies from a multidisciplinary team of law enforcement, public health, healthcare, city, county services, education, faith communities, people with lived experience, fire, police, everything. And we all come together to review these cases, and it's every one of those beings and every one of those sectors working together to help with this decrease. So we definitely celebrate that, but as you said, so much work to be done. I think when we say the answer, it'll still take us time to figure out the answer, but we know some things that work. You know, one thing is the increased access to treatment, that people are getting the help that they need. We know that the availability of naloxone, or the overdose reversing drug naloxone, has, you know, been much more available in our community. And I know Maddie will talk lots about that. It's the access to peers. So talking to people who've been through it so they can hold hands with people and help navigate the system. But I think it's also meeting people where they're at. You know, there's a whole spectrum of prevention to intervention to people in recovery. And so many of our partners are doing work in all those different areas so that together we can try and solve this problem.
The biggest problem when it comes to overdoses in the community, is that coming from fentanyl?
Fentanyl is one of our primary causes listed in one of our substances. And I know Jennifer can pull up the specific numbers as well. We know fentanyl has an impact on everybody, and it is heavily in our community. And so really trying to encourage naloxone, Narcan, and increasing the use of fentanyl test strips is a huge strategy from public health that we try to use to prevent that.
And you mentioned the naloxone and the Narcan. That's what it's, the brand name of it is Narcan. And that's now available so many places. Mm-hmm. And I think that's a huge help in helping to reduce some of these overdose fatalities, because just a little bit too much fentanyl and you're in trouble.
Mm-hmm. We'd like to use the cookie model or example, that like when you have a chocolate chip cookie, that you have one bite, you might not get a chocolate chip, but the next bite you might. And so looking at that the same way as fentanyl, we always make the joke that when substances are created, probably somebody's not wiping off the desk and making it super clean, but you never know. So fentanyl can be in a lot of different things, and equipping yourself to have the tools necessary, the prevention tools, is super important.
I just want to say that I'm the guy that always ends up with the cookies that don't have any chocolate chips in them, so especially if Lisa's cooking them. I wanted to ask a little bit. Sometimes there's this thought process in the community. Well, now that there's Narcan out there, all these people are just going out and having all the fun they want to have. Do you guys hear that response at all from the community?
I always tell people it's not a fun experience to be overdosing, and somebody does not want that to happen.
Right.
In providing Narcan out in the community, this is a life-saving tool. And by having Narcan, this is going to prevent deaths. And with that, increasing Narcan saturation in a variety of different sectors. So whether that's our law enforcement partners, with our public health vending machines or other resources, getting that into the hands of the people that need it most is the most vital thing.
Can I just add one other thing, I think, with that is, so the importance of naloxone or Narcan in our community, but we've been reviewing cases for 7 years. Most people die alone.
Yep.
So Narcan doesn't work if you're using alone,
right,
which I know, you know, public health does a great job of advocating never use alone. But I think also, you know, you talk about the answers, it's connection to community and having people checking in on one another and making sure that we're not isolated, because we know that the people who have died in the past and the people who are struggling are completely alone and isolated. So I think, you know, one thing that our community can continue to do is connect with one another, whether it's resources or, you know, like I said, peers checking in on one another, but just making sure that we have that connection as a community, that's a huge way that we solve this problem.
I wanted to ask you, how many overdose fatalities did we have in 2024? Do you know?
So that's the 24. So we had 24 people die from fatal overdoses in Winnebago County. That number is obviously larger throughout the state and throughout the nation. Nationally, we've seen a decrease in overdose deaths. But I also say that 24 doesn't touch all the people who have non-fatal overdoses, which is why mm-hmm. naloxone is so important, is meeting people who might have a non-fatal overdose and might be using drugs the next day or might find recovery or might be in treatment. We have to meet people where they're at so that we can have a successful community of people that are not struggling.
If somebody needed information on where to get naloxone or how to get treatment or even, you know, just information about overdoses in general, to whom would they contact?
We promote the We Heart You app. It lists all the local substance use treatment and recovery resources in Winnebago County, Outagamie, and Calumet County. It shows you where you can get naloxone and how to connect with a peer.
What's the app again?
We Heart You.
Spelled out? Is that what you search for?
Yep. WeHeartYou.
We have just touched the very tip top of the surface on this. We're going to have you guys back, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah. She's nodding. Her head. Okay, then it must be.
It will happen.
Jennifer and Maddie, thank you for joining us today on Valley Focus.
Thanks for having us.
They're coming back.
You're going to schedule it? I'm going to schedule it.
We're going to focus in on this more in the Valley. We're going to get back to Mino and the Mayor in just a bit. This is Valley Focus on 98.3 and 96.5 WISS.
This is WISS Berlin-Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein-Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Ambush on first responders. Two Idaho firefighters killed. The gunman also dead. Police say he set a brush fire on a mountainside near Coeur d'Alene, then opened fire on first responders who showed up to try to put it out. A tactical response team used cell phone data to hone in on an area where they found the suspect's body with a rifle nearby. The Senate is set to vote today on President Trump's budget bill. Two Republican senators voting no in preliminary votes, including North Carolina is Tom Tillis.
Tillis says that he's voting against the bill because he doesn't like the changes that it makes to Medicaid and that it would negatively affect Medicaid recipients in his state. That's been his primary reason.
ABC's Ali Pekoran. President Trump threatening Tillis with a primary challenge if he voted against it, which he did. Tillis then announcing he will not be running again. Hours after New York City's Pride Parade, a shooting near the historic Stonewall Inn left two teenagers hurt. This is ABC News.